Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline Hemrick. Inside the Healing Room with Evangeline is presented by XO Wellness, a healing practice using homeopathy, flower essence, and holistic life guidance for a happier, healthier you. Go to xowellness.com/healing room for 15% off your first consult, healing jewelry, or product. Hello, my friends. I'm so happy to be with you today. We are approaching the holiday season, which I love. And this episode is all devoted to self-care for the holidays. And I wanted to give this to you in enough time that you can make a strategic plan that this is going to be your best holiday season yet. And we're going to work on this together. I'm going to help you have the most healthy, happy holiday season you've ever had. And what I'm doing that I'm really excited about is I am working on my online courses to offer you, hopefully right around the winter solstice or a little Christmas gift for you. And the only way you can get my online courses for free as I launch them, it's going to be super exciting, is to hop on over to my website, evangelinehemrick.com, and sign up for my newsletter. Because only my friends that are getting my newsletter are going to get the free online courses. So I don't want you to miss that at evangelinehemrick.com. So let's get right into our prep work and our self-care plan that's strategically going to take us through the holiday season feeling good. I want you to take a moment and do a little time traveling with me. I want you to travel back in time to how you have felt when the holidays are over. In years past, the tree is taken down or the menorah, whatever celebratory objects you have over the holiday season, doesn't matter what holiday you celebrate. But you've neatly wrapped up all of your little decorations and a new year has begun. Now that the celebrations have come to an end and you're back to busyness as usual, how do you feel? Are you refreshed and relaxed from the time you had off from your normal work schedule? Did you have meaningful interactions with those that you love? If the answer is yes, then congratulations for navigating countless obligations, stressors, social situations like a boss, and maintaining your own well-being. If your answer is more like no, I feel exhausted and depleted after the holidays. Even though I did so much and I tried so hard, I don't really feel like I had quality time with those I love. I sure could use some more rest. I didn't make the best choices in food or beverages, and now I feel sluggish and toxic. If this is how you have felt in the past, well, have I got some news for you. I'm going to share secrets with you for having the best holiday season every time. This is your year. This is your time to have a holiday season on your own terms where you come out of it feeling refreshed and happy. Believe it or not, holidays are a great opportunity for personal growth and self-awareness, but only if we're well rested and up for the task, because it does take a lot of attention and energy to grow during these experiences that we have and all these situations we find ourselves in over the holidays. Parties, gatherings, time with extended family that we don't see that often. All of these situations hold a wealth of opportunities for us to see how we habitually fall into the same old patterns with the same people. This time of year can also bring up a lot of our biggest issues and fears. Like our issues with giving and receiving, or old inherited patterns that we have from our family, along with time management and also stress management issues. So this is the year that changes it all. This year, you can look at certain situations you've always dreaded as buried treasure that can help you discover who you truly are and make a shift. Because we don't have to be habitual creatures who just respond to the way we've been conditioned. We're radiant and beautiful, and the holidays are a great time to shine that light. So before we go any further, we're going to do a little internal check-in. Ask yourself, where did I put my energy over the last holiday season? And was that a good investment? The attention and time you give to anything is an investment, and you only have so much energy to spend. So make a list of where your time, effort, and money has been going over the holidays. Is that where you want to spend that effort and attention? And what did you get out of the investments you made? What made your heart smile and made you feel warm inside over the holidays past? Make a decision to budget your time, energy, and money in order to create more heartfelt, meaningful moments that are worth the time you put in. Number two, take inventory of self-inflicted, unnecessary stressors that are elective and free yourself of them. Make the choice to let them go one by one. The people that really love you will love you no matter how much you decorate or how much you cook or how much you don't. And believe it or not, the people in your life that you stress yourself out for probably don't notice all the little things you do that make you stress out anyway. And we've all seen that host or hostess who's all stressed out about having a party, which is supposed to be fun, but it's totally not fun for her, and it makes it not fun for anyone else around her. The whole idea is to come together and build community and celebrate. But when there's too much stressing about preparations and there's not enough time for enjoyment, it backfires on the one person who's trying so hard to create something beautiful for the people in their life that they love. So take an honest look at your to-do list. Who made all of these requirements on you? Does it really matter if you get everything on your list done? Does it really make a difference if everything in your house looks perfect, or do you really have to cook that much food? What if your family received a more relaxed and refreshed you? And that would be the gift that they got that would be very different. And maybe some of the decorations don't make it up, or maybe some takeout food is ordered and the real nourishment comes from being fully present and well-rested with those you love. I can't tell you how many times I've seen this happen where I've been at a family dinner or a dinner party with friends, and I felt like I didn't get to be with the host or hostess at all, even though that was the person I came to be with. And you guys all know that person who invites everyone over because they want all their loved ones together, but then they run around distracted the entire evening, and they're just too exhausted by the time the event happens to enjoy it themselves. You don't have to be one of these people who's so tired and depleted by the time your favorite holiday rolls around that you don't even get to enjoy all your efforts. I am grateful for the fact that my upbringing kept me a little free because we didn't have holidays. We didn't have traditions. I was raised one of Jehovah's Witnesses, and even though I'm not a witness anymore, and I do celebrate the holidays and I love it, I have been able to stay essentially free without all the have-tos and obligations because it wasn't a tradition. It wasn't something that I always had to do. Typically, my family, when it was Christmas, we would go somewhere warm and just get away from it all. But now I really enjoy celebrating the holidays, but it has to be because I want to, not because I feel like I have to do anything. I'm very careful to not let those made-up burdens, which are really just electives, I'm very protective to not let that come in and soil the experience for me, because I think it's beautiful, the whole season, whatever you believe, whatever you celebrate. But even when you don't grow up being programmed into all the commercialism, wow, is it easy to fall into. Now that I have grown stepchildren and my son Austin has come into my life, I get it. There's these pressures that just kind of creep in about how many gifts should you buy the kids and are the gifts nice enough? And you can really feel that push out when you're shopping, that pressure there is to consume and to try to prove something with material things. So I continually put the brakes on that when I feel it creeping into my life and I say, whoa, I never had any of this in my life before, so it's got to stay joyful. I'm going to keep it meaningful, and I'm not going to just buy stuff to be buying stuff. I love giving gifts from the heart that are well thought out, but it just amazes me how easy it is to fall into a trap of consumerism that's unauthentic. And also, keep in mind the decorating, the festivities. That can all feel really burdensome if you haven't had enough alone time, enough self-care and rest to be able to enjoy it. Being present in every moment this holiday season is the best gift you could give yourself and everyone that you love. Give yourself permission and freedom to do what you feel like doing in order to have the best holiday season you've ever had. Because all of these celebratory traditions are elective. And take it from me, not everybody's doing them. I didn't grow up doing them. So if you start feeling all that obligation and have to, should, don't do that to yourself. You can choose to be a part of something sacred and wonderful that's still fun and beneficial to you on your own terms. Ask yourself some tough questions. Why am I doing what I am doing? Am I on autopilot? Or is there a good reason that I'm using my time and energy in this way? What things could I take off my list and make room for in order to spend time with those I love and make it actually count? Am I habitual about how I spend my energy over the holidays? And do I keep doing things that don't give me the desired feeling that I want? If you've been the one in your family that everyone always expects to do certain tasks that maybe you don't have the energy for this year, it's okay. You can create a new self-care strategy, give yourself a break, and that's not being unloving. It's actually great leadership to show others in your family what self-care looks like. And accept that disappointing others is inevitable. We humans have a tendency to not live fully present in the moment. And when we're living in the future, we create expectations and expectations create disappointment. You can teach those that you love that not only do you deserve to feel good, they deserve to have the same freedom to not have a lot of obligations weighing them down. Hold a visualization of everyone in your family taking care of themselves, doing what they want to do in very healthy ways. And imagine how differently a family gathering could be if this was reality. When people come together simply because they want to be together and there aren't a lot of expectations, something truly amazing happens. One name for this is Sangha, S-A-N-G-A. And sure, schedules can get thrown off, certain people we love may not be able to show up at a certain gathering. But if there's acceptance that whoever is with you is the right group at the right time, that just creates so much joy and leaves room for freedom. You have the freedom to create new traditions that bring you joy, build your community, and strengthen your family. You also have free will to let go of anything that's not feeling good to you anymore. Anything elective that isn't a have to, you can free yourself up from it. Time-honored traditions should only be honored with the time they deserve. I've written an article and also recorded a podcast episode all about ceremony with intention, and how when human beings do gather together with intention for a specific reason, It is such a beneficial, heart-opening, connecting experience. So I highly recommend that you get with your tribe, whether it's your biological family or the tribe that you've created for yourself of people that you love, people that you're comfortable with. Make some new traditions that serve you. Find activities that you can do around special sacred seasons that uplift you and make you feel connected. Because you know what? Human beings really need that. And also, as we kickstart this time of year that is supposed to be such a fun time of the year, this is the time to make your self-care plan. It's time to up your game with things that make you feel good. Schedule that massage appointment, go to the gym, do all the things that build you up so that you can offset the stressors. If you dread tense situations with family or people that you just don't enjoy being around, that you have to be around, be strategic about it. Limit the time that you plan to spend and be very well rested, well fed, and taken care of before you go into situations that are not the easiest for you. This way, you can observe yourself in these situations and make positive changes to how you're interacting with the people around you. Before you go into tense family situations, I highly recommend checking out a website called relationshipsfirst.org. This organization teaches how to have safe conversations with other human beings, which is brilliant because we need this information. We have these well-worn patterns with people in our families or friends, and we can start to observe these patterns within ourselves and we can change it. Because if we change our dance steps, the whole dance changes. And we can change it in a positive, healing way. So before you engage with that difficult family member this year, make sure that you've taken the time to feel good. Take care of yourself. Look back over all the free tips I've given in previous podcast episodes for free things you can do to make yourself feel better. Find the ones that really resonate with you and make sure you feel strong, healthy before you go into these interactions. And let this be the year that you wake up on New Year's Day and you feel great about the food choices that you've made. And you've taken care of yourself and you're full of energy and you're ready to start the year. Not starting the year off feeling guilty for not caring about the food that you put inside your body and getting carried away with all kinds of things that just aren't for your highest good. Let this be the year that you take care of yourself all the way through. And I'm going to reemphasize, look for all the little places that burdens are hanging out that aren't real. Things that we've just made up to be stressed out about. It happens all the time. I do it. I'll have so many things on my to-do list for one day. And then all of a sudden it'll hit me and I'll be like, wait a minute, that actually doesn't have to get done today. I can take that one off. And immediately I feel a little bit lighter and a little bit freer. And that's something that my husband and I really work on around the holidays is like going, okay, well, what doesn't have to get done right now so that we can enjoy our time together? And here's the thing. I really do appreciate my upbringing and the values that growing up Jehovah's Witness taught me, even though now I love being able to celebrate whatever is sacred to me in whatever way I want to make life special. I have the freedom to do that now. But one thing that I do notice that I agree with about the witnesses, even though there's a lot that I disagree with, they always taught us not to be caught up in, they would call it like the world in quotes, not to be part of the world. But when I look at the hurried, frantic, stressed consumerism that happens this time of year, I do understand what they were saying and what they were warning about, because it can feel that way to me, even though I'm not one of Jehovah's Witnesses anymore, that snowball effect of that push for consumerism that it's never enough when, you know what? You're enough. Your presence, your joy, your love, your attention on special days is such a gift. And most people not only do not know how to give that as a gift, they don't know how to receive it. There's a saying that your presence is a present. So if you really show up for those you love, that's way more important than you bought a lot of stuff that's going to end up in a landfill eventually. So I ask you just to slow down a little bit more this holiday season. Laugh a little more. Stress a little less. Buy a little less. Maybe make a little more of your gifts. And even if you're not crafty, that's okay. I'm really not that crafty either. But I do try to be heartfelt and intentional if I'm going to give something. And I have to continually free myself up of the guilt, the pressure of, am I buying enough for my kids? Because the gifts I give them, I want to be more meaningful than that. And when I started practicing self-awareness with my family interactions, watching my own habitual patterns and different ways I would act with different people in my family and how I would be triggered in different ways, no one even needed to know that I was doing that kind of self-awareness work because it was really growth and personal awareness work on me. So remember that. You can still go into the same settings. You don't have to make a big announcement that you're doing anything any differently. But inside, you can make a commitment to yourself. This year, things are going to be different. And they can be different simply because you're putting your awareness to watch and observe the things you do and then understand why you do the things you do. It amazes me how many people dread this time of year when it was something that I longed for growing up because it was something that I couldn't have. And there's many studies that show how depression and suicide rates go up this time of year because I think we as human beings put a lot of pressure on ourselves to have these perfect moments that no one's having. It's not real, the pressure that we self-inflict. And another thing I notice is I see a lot of people being together in terms of their bodies might be occupying the same space, the same house. But is that truly being with someone? Having real heartfelt communication and feeling like you've had a good visit with someone. You may end up spending less time with someone where there's true communication going on versus lengthy days with an entire family together where everybody's just kind of doing their own thing and each on a different device. And that's where the holidays can get really beautiful and meaningful, no matter what you believe, no matter what you celebrate, if you claim sacred time for conscious communication. And if you can achieve this with one other person, you are really doing something, my friend. So don't bite off more than you can chew. Everybody's in their habits of how they do the holidays. But just the simple fact that you're going to bring awareness and love to your experiences, and most of all, loving to yourself this time, it's going to be different. So have fun this holiday season. I wish you such a happy, healthy time with no guilt, no burdens, and no made-up stress. Let your family and friends see another side of you, a more playful, refreshed, and free version that knows about self-care. Until next time, keep on healing.